It was yours for the taking. She brought us to the table. We're here today to eat spiritual food as well as natural food. And we thank you. Thank you for leading us into worship. I just want to kind of give all of you an oversight of kind of what's going on today. This morning, the first hour will be with Laurel Vargas. And I'm going to put a little kind of advertisement in there. She has a line of jewelry I asked her to show us because most people don't know that she does sell jewelry, makes it and sells it. So she's out on that side with her little leather work, basically leather work stuff. It's really beautiful. And then also Debbie creates as well and has a lot of her stuff out there, and she might want to share later. But after Laurel does her presentation, we're going to take an offering, and I'd encourage you all to participate with this. We need your help. A conference like this doesn't come without expense, but so we do not have a sign-up fee or anything like that, but we certainly want all of you to participate in a free will offering, as well as the offering for the free will be also down for the food, and we want everyone to come to the food downstairs. We have a lovely, lovely, lovely meal prepared for us. So just to give you an idea of what's going on, we're not going to be completely constrained by a time limit. We'll let the Holy Spirit take care of that. We are so glad that each one of you are here today, and we believe that you are handpicked by God to be here. I just kind of had a vision of all of you being apples of gold in a bowl of silver. How's that verse go? In settings of silver. I just saw that. I just saw all these precious, precious beings right here today, and I just know that each one of you are here for such a time as this, and I want every one of you to be open to what God can say through our leaders here. We're so thankful for their obedience to seek God's face, for what he would have for the children, for the ladies here today. We are children of God, aren't we? We need to stay that way, my goodness. But I just wanted to have Laurel come up and share some things. Stay in an attitude of worship. Keep your hearts open to what the Lord has to say to each one of us. And we just know God has some cool things in store.